I'm Edie, and I have been in my art studio collaging holiday decorations, Leia.
Ooh.
I am using these piles of vintage Christmas wrapping paper and soiled vintage ribbons, and I'm putting them to good use. Making these lovely, they're like oversized ornaments, I guess. I am a Midwestern mom to three and a middle school reading specialist.
Hi, I'm Leia, and usually I do two Thanksgivings since I am Canadian and my sweetheart is American, but Edie, somehow my October Canadian celebration just got lost in the world of, I don't know, being an expat living in China, and I actually didn't even realize it had happened until it came and went. So, oh well, I have saved some calories and I plan to go all in on American Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is shocking news. Shocking.
Shocking.
You never forget Canadian Thanksgiving.
I know. Oh. I usually host a potluck, Edie, but somehow this year I just didn't have the momentum and I forgot about it. So
yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
So, Edie, this week we will be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks as we gather around the campfire to chat about our burning topic, holiday party tips and tricks.
Yes, Leia, tis the season, starting next week with Thanksgiving, and then we're going to be hurling ourselves right into other winter festivities.
Yes, we are. Hurling, whatever you want to, however you want to frame it. Oh, geez. So, Edie, may I ask you if you have any seasonal decorations out yet?
Well, Leia, I am holding myself back because it really irritates my kids if I start decorating before Thanksgiving. Mm. Though I'm not sure why, because, you know, usually they don't notice a thing I do. But I have been planning the whole thing in my mind, and I think the upper floor is going to be decorated all with vintage items, everything vintage. And since I'm becoming vintage, you know, this will be easy. And I might skip decorating the downstairs, Leia, because it is a disaster. Uh-huh. Lulu was gifted a complete drum set from her wonderful Uncle Rob, and we didn't move anything out to accommodate the huge drum set. We just, like, pushed everything against the walls. We hurled it against the walls. And now I don't have a van, I have like this tiny sports car that I bought, you know, sight unseen. I can't like throw all this furniture in my car and drive it to, you know, St. Vinny's. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Other than not decorate the downstairs.
Fair enough. Just don't decorate down there. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say Canadians, I think, are a little bit more guiltier in this instance, because we have Thanksgiving so early that I feel like sometimes some people I know will actually start decorating as soon as Thanksgiving is over, which is well before Halloween, Edie, and some people have Christmas up. But I will also say that in the Philippines, you can start playing Christmas music as soon as it's a Burr month. So, you know, that's September. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people do begin early. That said, I found a real simple 2015 magazine issue that is absolutely chock full of tips and tricks about, you know, Thanksgiving and also any, I think it applies to any holiday party. So we are going to look through it and just chat about things that grab our attention.
Ooh, real simple, Leia. I'm drooling.
2015.
So I've noticed that this article is divided into going to a party and hosting a party.
Correct.
Might I suggest that we segment it this way in our conversation?
Let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what sort of etiquette or tips can we bring to someone else's house for Thanksgiving or any other festive occasion? Edie, you pick something and let's just get started.
Well, I was drawn to the conversation starters because it seems like everyone expects me to start the conversation. I don't know why. They did suggest to ask people what they're reading, watching, and listening to. And I do that if I know the person likes to read books. I don't just like randomly ask that to someone, you know, who I don't know because they might not read. And I don't really care what people are watching. You know, they're probably watching, what is that reality show where people date and then they don't see each other until like Blind Island or something?
Love Island. Love Island, Edie. Love Island. Get it right. Or Love is Blind. They're two
Love
separate
is Blind.
Reality
That's
shows.
It. That's it. Where they don't see each other, but they date and then they can see each other when they're engaged.
Right. And then they hate each other, right? I know.
They
it's very
hate
sad.
Each other.
Very
I don't
disillusioning.
Want to watch that.
It's wrong. The whole thing is wrong.
So anyway, don't ask people what they're watching because they'll probably say that. I like to ask, what's been keeping you busy these days?
Oh, yeah. What you been up to?
Yeah.
I actually sometimes say this, which I don't like. I don't usually say it at parties and I don't want to ever say it, but sometimes they'll say, hey, how goes the battle?
You know? What?
Which is a horrible way to frame not only a question, but, you know, it speaks to the way you may look at life. And I don't really look at life as a battle, but somehow I picked up that expression many years ago and I use it and I shouldn't.
Well, I can see it being hilarious to middle school teachers, you know, because every day is somewhat of a battle.
Somewhat. Oh, yes. Well, conversation starters at a party, you could say any allergies. What
Do
looks
you eat
good?
Shellfish?
Have you ever had to use an EpiPen? Oh, my. Yeah.
Okay. So, right. Yeah. So lots of good ways to start a conversation. Real Simple also has tips for what to do if you don't know anyone at a party. And Leia, my question is, why are you at the party if you don't know anyone? Am I right?
This is a good question. This is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your partner might have been invited and you came along. So that could be it. Or,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe you stumbled into it and you're staying for the food. I feel like this was a recurring theme on shows like Friends. Like you'd go to an event hall for a funeral and then you end up at a wedding. That's not that we're going to event halls ever. I don't know that I've ever been to one, but I don't know. Yeah, what are you doing at a party if you don't know anyone? I don't even really like to go to parties where I do know people, so which begs the question.
Why are we doing this episode?
Why are we doing this episode? But let's just forge ahead because in
let's
fact,
forge there, ahead.
There are many people we love, and Edie, I think it would be super fun to have a party with the entire Chit Chat Coop, right? With all the people who listen. Now that would be a good party.
That would be a good party. I would be, you know, counting the days until that party.
Woo! We should have one. We should plan on one. When I get back from China and I relocate to Canada in a year and some months, let's do it. Let's have a big coop party.
In Canada?
It'll have to be a potluck, though. Well, let's just figure out those plans a little later. We've got time. We can have several parties. So, Edie.
All right.
Edie, did you see the part where it said... Don't get clingy?
I did.
What did it say? No more than 7 minutes per person? You shouldn't talk longer than that?
Well, I mean, if I find someone I enjoy talking to and they enjoy talking to me, then 7 minutes is not enough. But Leia, I have had, you know, many a man come and mansplain things to me for way more than 7 minutes.
Well,
and,
you know,
you gotta they're clinging to me.
That's right. You actually have to find, it should be in this article, how to make an exit, right? How to get out of a situation. I just say, oh, I got to go. And you know, I walk away and see ya. But I figure you don't need an excuse for anything. Just go.
No.
Bye-bye.
Just leave. Yeah. I'm sick of this conversation.
Right.
Sick of this battle.
Right. Right. This battle. Okay. What else do we have?
Here's another thing they bring up, Leia. What do you do when all the food violates how you are trying to eat? And Leia, this has been brought up many times before, but a potluck situation violates how I want to eat. I just can't eat any food at a potluck, and I don't even feel apologetic for it. So I just stick to the chips, you know. So right now, everyone at work is planning the soup and salad luncheon where teachers are going to bring in like huge aged pots of crocks of soup. No, thanks. I would be open to like a sit down meal because I think those are very nice, but I don't like the potluck situation. And, you know, you just don't eat anything that violates how you are trying to eat. Who cares? I don't even think anyone notices.
You are a killjoy, aren't you? I will say when we lived in Taiwan, there was this one woman because we were regularly having get togethers. There were a lot of us teachers on staff who were not from Taiwan, and then we had good friends on staff also from Taiwan, but we were always getting together at somebody's house, and there was this one woman who always brought her own stuff in these Tupperware containers. And you know, I just kind of assumed that she had an eating disorder or allergies or something. Back in the day, that was 30 years ago, I don't think I knew what a vegan was, but maybe she was a vegan. I don't know.
Yeah,
but maybe she's just like you. I actually frankly feel sorry for you, because all that selection. I mean, surely there has to be something for you to enjoy. But honestly, if you know it's not going to work for you, A, you probably shouldn't go. Or B, and this is the real simple suggestion, eat in advance. And then I'm guessing, surely, you can find something to eat for dessert, right?
Well, Leia, you know that I'm trying to get rid of diet culture, but desserts just aren't worth the calories to me. I just pass up all desserts pretty much. So I am a killjoy, and I don't feel sad for me. I feel like a sense of freedom from potlucks. I do like to go, though, and talk to people. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you drink?
Yeah, I'll drink stuff, but I just don't eat.
All right. Okay. So you can have something in your hand and make sure then you do eat before, because you don't want to get, you know, too tipsy and then start saying stupid stuff.
Yes. No need for that.
No.
So okay, well, let's move away from potlucks. So, Leia, do you bring hostess gifts?
Well, I try to. I'm not sure how great I am at it. I liked the idea that they presented of bringing fresh herbs growing in pots. That seems quite lovely, especially if the people whose house you're going to are, you know, good chefs. Wine has apparently become passé. That's usually what I bring, wine and flowers.
Well, but I don't think it's passé. People like that.
Right? You know, you find out if they like white or red, or they like Prosecco, champagne. I do tend to bring that. But maybe you could get a little original and bring like some craft beers. I did. There was also another idea about bringing a designer ice cream along. There was also the idea that Real Simple presented about bringing some designer ice cream along with like a scoop with a ribbon on it. I'd leave the scoop behind and just bring the ice cream, but, you know.
Well, they kind of suggested bringing a sundae bar, which to me, Leia, seems a little ridiculous. It's like, hi, here I am with the sundae bar.
That, Edie, is only if there's a potluck. Like, how can you bring an entire sundae bar unless you're in charge of desserts for the evening?
Well,
that doesn't make sense.
This was under hostess gift, though, I think.
Wow.
They also suggested a hangover cure basket with, like, Advil.
I missed this.
I am firmly out of the age range of, you know, needing to bring anyone that. That's silly. Oh, and here's another one, Leia. Real Simple suggested a coupon, like printing off a coupon for your host to make a photo book. So the host could make a photo book of this party.
Come on. Like, that's 2015. Nobody does that anymore.
Well, that's what they said. And they think wine is passé. I think this is stupid. You know, I haven't made a photo book yet of my middle child's first year of life. And he's 15. So I'm not going to make a photo book for a party unless it is a party our dear friend Deb Pine is hosting. And then I would, you know, be diligently working over that photo book.
Oh, we'd have to record the entire thing because Deb Pine has the best parties in the world.
The best. Oh,
shout
my
out
goodness.
To Deb Pine, if you can ever get an invite to one of her parties, you've got to go.
In fact, Leia, back when I was scrapbooking, I have like several pages of her Halloween party. It's full of people I don't even know.
You're right. We look at that all the time. Deb Pine's Halloween party in your photo book.
We're just pouring over the pages. So maybe this is a good idea, you know, for some parties.
Maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, I have never successfully made a photo book. So I just like to live in the glow of yours.
Yes.
Yes. I think you have one of our wedding even, which I don't have.
I do. Yeah.
Thank you. You have all of our wedding photos. We have none.
Well, I can take the pages out of the scrapbook and give it to you.
I don't know. They're pretty horrific. I'm not sure that I want to revisit it, to be honest. Oh, my. But I do think if it is a potluck, Edie, you don't really need to bring a host gift other than the food and the beverage that you're already taking, right?
That's true, right?
I don't know. I think so. But I also think, like, your recommendation the other week, the Target candles, the scented candles would be delightful. Mm-hmm. And they also suggest that what you bring, you can also say, you know, keep the container. So whether it's Tupperware or something that's very practical, or it's something that's, you know, nice and hot, like a lovely pottery serving bowl or something, you know. Just don't try to take what you bring home.
Yeah, I'm just like imagining people leaving nasty Tupperware. You
know, stained
the
with
container.
Spaghetti sauce.
It's a good way to get rid of your old Tupperware.
Good point.
What about if you are invited to a party and you are out of excuses? So Real Simple suggests that you don't lie. But, so I'm not going to lie, Leia, I don't get invited to many parties, so this isn't a problem.
Well, I'm not sure I do either, but I think just saying thanks, well, I wouldn't say thanks, but no thanks. But I would just say I can't make it. I'm sorry, I won't be able to make it. That's enough. Like, I feel like we are of that age where we do not need to explain ourselves. I'm not available that evening, or I can't make it. That is good enough. I've spent enough years, you know, lying or just, you know, exaggerating the truth so that I cannot have to go to things. It's just like, no, sorry, I can't make it. Right? Good enough.
Well, Leah, what would you do if you told a friend like me, oh yeah, Edie, I'll come to your party, and then you find out Deb Pine is having a party on the same day? What would you do? Would you lie to me?
Ooh, that's not even that's a fair tough. Question. That's tough.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer tough. For that. I would have yeah. to, I have to cogitate on that a little bit. I'll get back to you. But Edie, mm-hmm. Edie, I do have a question.
Yeah.
What did you think of this question, which was, what's the right way to scoop the dip?
Well, I feel like Seinfeld covered the whole double dipping thing. You can't do that. Why don't people just scoop some of the dip on their plate that they're carrying around?
Well, that's right. And there should always be like a giant spoon, right, beside the dip.
Yeah.
Like hint, hint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in, you know, the COVID era and all. Yeah, no double mm-hmm. dipping. Agreed. Okay. So, but this leads me up to my follow-up question. Edie,
yeah?
Did you see the dip recipe provided for the 20-minute prep, the loaded baked potato dip?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, no. Well, then you shouldn't make vomiting sounds.
Okay, what is in this loaded baked potato dip? It sounds well, really good.
Hang on, let me take a quick flip through here and I will tell you. Coming up. Make an entrance. Here it is, loaded baked potato dip. Okay, so yeah. First you pierce a large potato and microwave on high power in 2-minute intervals. You turn the potato yeah. each time until it's easily pierced with a fork, 10 to 12 minutes. Then you cook 6 slices of bacon over medium heat in a large skillet until crisp, 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate. Let cool, then crumble. Mash the potato, skin and all, in a large bowl. While it's still warm, fold in 2 cups of plain Greek yogurt, 2 cups grated cheddar, 3/4 cup of warm milk, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1/2 cup chopped chives, and the crumbled bacon, and 1 teaspoon each of salt and pepper. Top with more cheddar and chives. Serve at room temperature with potato chips, celery, and endive leaves, however you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a reason why I don't like potlucks, Leia, for things like this. This loaded baked potato dip. Why not just have a sit down and serve, you know, baked potatoes?
Okay. There are those things called baked potato bars. Some people host parties with baked potato bars, right? That was a thing.
I think
I
would
point.
Like that.
That could be good.
I like that idea. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Edie, you're open to something.
I'm open.
We have hit pay dirt here. Edie will go to your party if you have a baked potato bar. Keep that in mind, all.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, I actually found that recipe quite enticing until I read it out loud just now, and now I'm not so sure.
It was good until, like, you're whipping in, like, Greek yogurt and all that stuff. No one wants to eat that. No one wants to eat Greek yogurt in a dip, really.
Really?
I think they want the sour cream. The mayo. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sour cream then.
Yeah. So you might have noticed that Leia is a bit more invested in this episode than I am. And I do apologize. But Leia, you did insist we do this episode.
I did.
And you are quite the party animal.
Woo-hoo!
But, you know, let's move it along. Let's okay. move this along. What's next?
Okay. All right. So just quickly, soon. But we haven't talked about hosting a party yet.
Okay, so mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm. Leah, I do host parties, like family gatherings, and okay. I am going to be hosting book club in December. Ooh. And Leah, I am thinking of hosting a grandma party in December.
Without yep. me? Oh, well, wow.
Maybe you could zoom in, but yes. I think to make it simple, I'll have everyone bring their, like, the holiday thing that their grandma made.
Hang on. Whoa. I do believe, Edie, you are talking about a potluck. Hello, that's a potluck.
Well, I'm assuming people are just going to bring a cookie or something.
It's a themed potluck. No, they'll bring soup, they'll bring stews, they'll bring pies, they'll bring it all. Come on.
I'll tell them not to. I'll tell them to bring their grandma's favorite cookie.
Okay,
Or chip. Or chip.
Chip. Or Cheez-It or Triscuit.
I'll figure out how to make it not a potluck. But yeah, well, that's true. That could happen. It could get out of control and become a Halloween nightmare party.
Right? It could cascade into a potluck.
That's true.
Oh, boy. You're in shaky territory.
I am.
Oof.
Oh, so Leia, we know how you host parties, but why don't you refresh everyone's memory?
And to our new listeners.
to our new listeners.
Exactly. Well, I only have parties if it's a potluck. And there are some other conditions, too. Someone has to help me clean my house ahead of time as well. So, and they have to help me. I have to basically just float around in a caftan while everyone else is in charge. And I'm just, yeah, I'm just floating. So even during the party, I try to do very little. And actually quite well known for leaving my own party and going to bathe. So, again,
this is like, why are we doing this episode? You're bathing during your party. I don't know.
Because it's fun.
It's fun. Okay. I did like the idea, the real simple suggested putting everything out on a credenza, like putting all your drinks or your desserts on a credenza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if only I had a credenza, Leia, I'd be doing this.
Well, you could use your, you know, your record player stand or something. Your piano.
I don't have that either. I could use the cat tree, vacuum the cat tree and put some trays on it.
Oh, this is a good episode. I have to say I'm enjoying this. Well, okay. Well, there are a few other suggestions that I did that I, you know, that I agree with. I do simmer a stovetop potpourri, which is actually, in fact, mulled wine. I love that, especially in this season. And the house smells fantastic. Plus, you get to drink it. So I think, like, why do a potpourri if you can actually, you know, make some mulled wine or mulled apple juice or whatever, right? Like, make it palatable. Make it something that potable.
Right. Well, if you are like simmering something that people shouldn't drink, I think you should mark it with a sign. You know, safety, Leia, safety.
Safety.
We must be concerned about our guests.
Yes, indeed. No food poisoning allowed, no fires.
No.
Right, yes.
No drinking potpourri.
No.
So, Leia, they also suggest creating a holiday playlist, lighting a fire, and having fairy lights. So I do all those things like every day in December. So my whole life is basically a party for me and the kids.
Whew. Well, Edie, that is a beautiful way to end this episode. Your whole life is a party. I love it. We don't want to go to parties. We don't want to host parties. But every day is a party.
Every day is a party. It's a show, Leia. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Woo! That was a doozy of an episode.
Well, it sure was. Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and recommendations.
So this week, your challenge is to share your holiday party tips and tricks on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
Yes, because Leia, we can never get enough, right?
We just can't get enough. And certainly we could use some of your advice because some of ours is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Now, we'd love a review on iTunes if you're so inclined. It helps other people find us. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.